to Angoon, high above courtside at the Kauffman Cove. Game one this evening was lost by Skagway in a game effort to Angoon, and that means that Skagway is going to be playing Thorne Bay tomorrow at noon in the consolation bracket. And then again on Saturday they'll be playing at 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's they'll be playing Angoon on Saturday in a conference tilt. Skagway got their full roster on display tonight, all five of them. The boys are going to come out hungry, looking for their first win on the season, 0-2, with a late start to the season because they only had three players for the first month of the season, so you can't field a team with three players. Skagway's starting five includes Alex Ackerman, Colton, and Wyatt Blyle, Micah Cook, and Danny Brady. Colton's going to be running the point, moving over from small forward is what he played last year. And according to Ken Fielding, that's a big stretch for him. I mean, that's a lot of, I mean, it's just difficult. How do you go from playing small forward to playing point in 1 year? You know, he's gonna really improve his ball hands and skills, and that's tough to do in one offseason. So we'll see how that's going to work out. We are just about set for tip-off. Coach is getting their last-minute words. Angoon head coach, James Wilson. Skagway boys head coach, Kenfield. It is the Angoon Eagle tip-off tournament. This is the last game of the evening. In the earlier boys game, Kauffman Cove came out and thumped Thorne Bay. Quite a battle. Kauffman Cove looked good. We'll see how Angoon will respond to this late game. Skagway Panthers, boy, they haven't had a lot of sleep in the last couple of days. They've been traveling by them. Ferry, and Angoon wins the tip, and quick layup. They're going to bring some pressure, and that's going to be hard for Skagway to handle right now. We get a foul. Alex Ackerman at the ball. He was fouled. Skagway, without a true point guard, and yes, they moved Colton over to the point position, but without a true point guard, it's going to be hard to handle this man-to-man pressure. And that's exactly what Angoon is coming out in, because they know that Skagway doesn't have a true point guard. Angoon with the turnover. They pick it up, up, and in with the bucket, Jerry Sibley. Wait, looking to get the ball in. Sibley with a steal, and the dish, and the bucket by Duncan O'Brien. Angoon up quickly to a 4-0 lead, a 6-0 lead, I'm sorry. Skagway hasn't been able to get the ball over half court yet. And Ken Fielding wants a timeout. I don't blame him. He's got to figure out a way to attack this pressure defense. Wow. Angoon came out, just extended their defense. High pressure, high intensity, and Skagway didn't know how to handle it. Hopefully, Ken Fielding came up with a solution here during this 20-second timeout. We can stay right during this timeout. We have 7:26 left to go in the first quarter. The winner of this game will play in the tournament championship game tomorrow at 5:15 p.m. And they will be taking on Kauffman Cove. Defense is the chant out of the Angoon huddle. And you know that that's how they want to play ball. They want to play high-pressure D. And so far, it's been incredibly effective. Alex Ackerman inbound the ball. Inbound and turnover. Stolen by Angoon. Up and in with the basket. Forrest Dean Braley Jr. Ackerman tries to get it in. Right back to Braley Jr. For another bucket. 10-0. Quickly to score. And on the inbound play, another scramble for the ball. Ackerman tries to pull it back. We've got a jump ball situation. Sibley and Ackerman, they will not jump. But it will be Skagway ball. possession arrow favors Kendrick. He's going to have to set a pick in order to get open. It's over to Danny Brady. Brady tries to get it back over to Alex, unable to do it. The tip off and in by Duncan O'Brien. 12-0, 6:53 left. Inbound pass, stolen by O'Brien, laid up, and a foul. How long is Angoon going to stay in this pressure D? Until they feel that the game is in complete and total control. Coach James Wilson has pressure defense working here. Skagway yet to get the ball over half court. Duncan O'Brien at the line. Shoot the bonus. 14-0. 6:48 to go in the first quarter. Up of the dribbles. Nice rotation on the ball. Misses it just off the back of the rim. Gets his own rebound. Looks toward the basket. Throws up a shot. It was contested and it did miss. Ball back out to Forrest Dean Braley Jr. The 3-point off the bank. 2-point bucket off the bank. 17-0 now. Skagway gets the ball over half court off of Braley's knee. Out of bounds. Skagway gets it out again. Ackerman has the ball. There's something open. Turns the ball over. Stolen. Foul. Nathaniel Hunter-Skeek stole the ball, brought the ball into the left-handed layup, and was fouled. That's two team fouls on Skagway, and they honestly cannot afford to get in the foul trouble. They only have 5 players. If someone fouls out, that's going to be a distinct disadvantage. First free throw, good, by Hunter-Skeek. And the second shot on the way, 6:33 left, 18-0. The fast start by Angu. Second shot missed off of the back of the rim. Rebound fought for, unable to come down with it is Belial. Back out to Braley Jr. off the bank again. No, it's closed now. Just a little bit late on that withdrawal. Scrum to the rebound, down low. Shot after shot being put up. Rebound being taken down by Angu. They clear the ball. They get the ball, work it around to O'Brien. He misses a 3-point shot, and another rebound by Angoon. Back out to Braley Jr. for another 3-point shot. And the rebound comes down to Angoon. Jerry Sidney, the ball works it into the interior. Braley Jr. up and in. Skagway out physical on the glass so far. I know that's not a verb. I think it works in basketball. The ball up into the half court. Belial gets the ball over to his brother Wyatt. That ball's going to go out of bounds. Off of Belial, it will be Angoon basketball. He's finally kind of figured out how to break a little bit of that pressure, though, and got the ball into the forecourt at least. Junior with a beautiful pass into the interior to a cutting Sibley who missed the layup, and it gets right back to Billy Jr. for the wide-open three. And it looks like this kid's going to knock that down if it's given to him every time. Well, at least 40% of the time. Ball up. Lyle has a little bit of trouble with Braley Jr. And in for the steal and the lay-in, Duncan O'Brien for Angoon. 25-0 to score now with 5 minutes and 0 seconds left to go in the first quarter of play. Put their pressure defense back a little bit. Not going to attack full court, giving Skagway an opportunity to leap, get it into the full forecourt. We got a stack inbounds play. Now Skagway is back to a cut, and that ball knocked away by Angoon on the inbound, picked up by Radley Jr. He misses his shot. Shot up and no good by McCluskey. Brought down by Skagway. Belial with the ball with the left hand. Beat into the forecourt. Tries to get over his brother Wyatt. Overshoots. Out of bounds. Ball back to Rangoon. O'Brien with the ball. He's just going to run up and launch a deep 3-point bomb, and he's going to miss. That's not something that's going to make a coach very happy. No passes, just a long bomb like that. that you get pulled out of the game by some coaches, not this one. He's got the green light, apparently. Brayley Jr. now with the steal and the layup. Skagway ball. Down 27 to nothing. 4 minutes and 6 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Colton Belisle bring the ball up to the left-hand side. Gets it over here. Danny Brady. Danny tries to, as he's falling out of bounds, shoved by an Angoon player. No call. Turns the ball over. It is Sibley from the corner for three. Angoon extends the lead now to 30 to 9. They can beat you inside. They can beat you defensively. They can beat you from the perimeter. And they can beat you by stealing the basketball and laying it in, which is just what happened. For his Dean Brayley Jr., another bucket, 32-0. He left the game. Ill-advised inbounds pass. Not able to capitalize after the steal and the shot attempt is O'Brien. Andrew's ball. He's ready, bringing it up. Elbow extended. All sorts of pressure defense to contend with. And a shot goes up by Colton Belisle. He misses. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds. Going to stay. Skagway Panther basketball. Skagway in their traveling royal blue. Angoon. White with navy trim. Blue and gold. Skagway Panthers. Blue and gold. Leader. He picks up the ball after a scrum on the floor. Gets it over to Sibley, lays it up and in. 34-0. Angoon over Skagway. Coach Kent Fielding wants a timeout. Well, Skagway's playing a little undermanned. They've only got five players. Angoon looking tough. They're looking like a team that's going to contend, certainly in their division. So, what's Skagway going to do? Try and work on them. Try and improve. They've only been able to assemble a team for two games so far. And clearly, Angoon's a mid-season stride. Score is 34-0. Just under 3 minutes to go in the quarter. The winner of this game to play again tomorrow at 5:15 in the Boys Championship, and the loser of this game will play at 1:45 p.m. tomorrow. Attack of the game, bomb the ball. Bring it up the court. The left hand. He doesn't want to get into the teeth of that defense too quickly. Trying to work it around, and Brayley Jr. comes in for the steal and for the layup. 36-0. Wow, bringing the ball up the court. Working it over to the right hand side of the basketball court. And we got a pick. Brady sets a pick. Belisle brings it down. Gets stripped. Gets the ball back. Works it in to Alex Ackerman, who's going to try and hustle his way into the interior. Throws a bounce pass off of Brady's leg and out of bounds. Back to him. Sibley with it. Bringing it up the court. Over to Brayley Jr. 4-3, no good. Ball brought down by Ackerman. Tries to take it up the court by himself. Stolen back by Brayley Jr. And laid up and in. 38-0. Angoon over Skagway. Colton Belisle with a basketball over half court. Bringing it over to the left. Pick. That's right. Shot taken by Colton. Miss. Out of bounds. Back to it. And that's what you got to do against the pressure defense. You got to set picks. You got to run back screens. And that's something these kids aren't used to doing yet. That's something that they're going to have to improve upon if they're going to compete in this league in the next couple of years. Duncan O'Brien gets the ball up at the elbow extended. Knocks down a three-point bucket to bring the lead. 41-0 with a minute 25 left again in the quarter. Colton Belisle has the ball. Picks up the dribble. Gets it over to Wyatt Belisle through his hands and out of bounds. Back to Angoon. Sibley with the ball. Working on the left. looking down the post. They're going to work the ball around the perimeter. Shot up and no good. Round the rim and no good by McCluskey. Back out to McCluskey. He tries again. Too high off the glass. Back out to Sibley. He misses a close shot. And rebound pulled down by Belial. Why Belial with the ball? Throws it out with Atkin. Up to Colton Belial. Colton's going to work it on the right side of the court. That's your defense comes out. Duncan O'Brien in his face. Gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt steps on the out-of-bounds. Lob. Buzzing. Ball back over to Lenny. Looking to attack. Skagway's 2-3 zone. Ready? Ready for that anyway. 14, Braley Jr. Looking a little, well, excited as he tries to throw a behind-the-back pass that just wandered aimlessly out of bounds. Skagway ball. Colton Belial with it at half court. Fouled. No call. In the scrum, runs over his own player. The ball will go there. Officials letting them play, letting them be physical. That's clearly benefiting Angoon this evening. Sibley's going to wait for the last shot here at the end of the quarter. It's just under 20 seconds now, and Angoon's going to work it around. They're not going to wait for the last shot. They took a shot. Missed it. Another bucket opportunity up and good by McCluskey. It's now 43-0, 6-5-4. 3-2-1. Colton's going to get it up, and he does. Launches a shot, just misses. And after one quarter of play, 43-0, score Angoon for Skagway. Skagway's having a hard time. A hard time figuring out this Angoon pressure D. Very physical team in Angoon. Very skilled. They've got weapons from the interior to the exterior. They've got shooters. They've got slashers. They've got a terrific point guard in Sibley who can definitely handle the ball and seems to make really good decisions on the court. You know, that's what we're looking at for Skagway. A tough challenger. And, you know, look, Skagway got on the ferry at 10:30 last night and got in just a couple hours ago. So they're tired. They didn't get a whole lot of sleep. Maybe 4 hours of sleep. And maybe, you know, playing the late game here after a big spaghetti dinner. What was served at the cafeteria. It was delicious. You know, maybe they're a little bit tired. But they're going to have to shake that off. They're going to have to shake off those cobwebs.